leaving Helmsdale. When the train leaves Helmsdale, it travels through the Strath of Kildonan, beside the rushing waters of the River Helmsdale and the surrounding rounded hills of rough grass and heather moorland, grazed by red deer and a few sheep. Today, only a few families live in the Strath, a direct result of the clearances of over 150 years ago. But for a year, in the late 1880s, this was the site of Scotland's only gold rush. Over 500 men came here, hoping to make their fortunes from gold to be found in the burns and streams running into the river. However, it was a short-lived venture. Farming and fishing were badly affected by the gold panning, and so the landowner, the Duke of Sutherland, turned the Klondikers away. Mark spoke to Lorna Smith from Helmsdale about the gold rush and had a go at panning for gold.
Now, we're standing actually just at the side of, but actually in, the Kildonan Burn. And this was the site of Scotland's Klondike. When was gold first discovered here?
Gold was first discovered in 1869 by a chap called Robert Gilchrist, who came from the area to start with, had gone to Australia and made his fortune. And from what he'd learned in Australia, as far as gold recovery was concerned, he thought it was feasible that there could be gold where he had come from. So along with an army of his friends, they came back and discovered that their findings were correct.
What's the theory behind this? How does this work?
Right, this is the gold is washed out of the glacial valley and into the sediment in the bottom of the burn. Just by the action of the water. Mostly this happens in the winter time when you've got spates and frost and snow and things like that that make the burn a bit heavier than what it is in the summer. So these the gold deposits, being heavy and dense, wash out into the middle of the burn, get caught up in the gravels and stick in behind stones and under grass and in the roots and things. So the idea is to try and get as much gravel into your pan from the little nooks and crannies and corners that it catches in, so that you can maybe see if you can find some.
Okay, right, so you put it first of all into a sieve to take the big stuff out and wash the fine stuff through, because in fairness we're not really looking for nuggets here, are we?
There are nuggets. Nuggets have been found, and it just depends if there is a nugget where you're digging.
Well, let's just shake this out and see what happens.
That's giving it a good shake down. So hopefully the heavy deposits should be at the bottom.
You seeing anything in this? I'm not, but I don't know what I'm looking for.
We're just...
Sorry, what is that?
What's that?
That little red thing.
That's a garnet.
All right.
Yeah, that's a garnet.
Semi-precious stone, then.
Semi-precious stone, yeah. Our garnets are very well travelled, and they're quite fractured, so they're not gem quality.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, what's that up there?
That's a tiny little piece of gold.
We got gold from the river.
We got gold.
Rich, gold. I tell you. There was actually a village. I mean, it was a shanty village, but there was actually a village here for quite some time.
It was there for 11 months. The Duke of Sutherland, who had given permission for them to use his piece of land to try for the gold panning, and he knew that gold was there, and Robert knew that gold was there because he'd found a nugget previously, 40 years previous, and he'd had a ring made from the nugget of gold that had been found in the river. So they all knew that there was gold in the area. They had no idea what quantities there was or how easy it would be to recover it, but that was all part of the exercise.
Yeah, part of the fun.
Yep.
And you can still come here today and rent this equipment and for no charge come looking for gold yourself.
Oh, absolutely. It's a lovely pastime for a holiday. It's a really nice excuse to visit some of the most beautiful scenic places in Scotland, and it's an alternative to the beach. So instead of building sandcastles, you can go and pan for gold.